Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to issue number 6 of Comic Chronicle. I'm your host, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan. Now, I am welcoming you guys to a coverage episode. It is our first one, like I said, and we are covering a fun little sort of new DC Comics storyline slash series today called Earth 2. Now, this one is kind of a hidden storyline slash series from DC Comics. It's one that's you don't hear too much about, but if you have read it, you will actually very much like it. And people who do not have not read it, they bash it. They're like, why would you read something like that? But then once you finally open those pages, see that beautiful, gorgeous art, then you know. And you realize you got yourself a golden gem on your hands. Alrighty, guys. So first off, I want to mention the creators of Earth 2 on this little coverage special for you today. And first up, we have James Robinson, and then second up, we have Nicola Scott. Now, hopefully that's how you pronounce the name, Nicola, but if not, then IMDb apologizes. Alrighty, and it was released a few years ago, going on now this year, July 2012. It is currently an ongoing series, so it's lasted for a few years now, but it has a very, very interesting synopsis, I guess you could say. For the synopsis, we're looking at, it is a parallel universe with the Justice Society of America characters from back in the old days of DC when they had Justice Society with the R universe and whatnot. Like the original Flash, the original Green Lantern. Those characters, they are on a separate Earth, and they are surviving against an invasion against Darkseid himself. His armies have invaded once before. But then that time, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman are of Earth 2. Held back the invasion by sacrificing their lives in order to do it. And then that leaves the rest of the heroes called Wonders to help stop this second invasion of Darkseid. The world thought they were safe, and they only worried about the Wonders, people's powers, because they didn't know why they were around. Now they know. Now, the Earth does, they fight, but eventually the Earth does fall. And then as we get to the modern day story, the books are coming out now currently, they are trying to rebuild on a different Earth, as billions have died on their last one. The survivors, only a couple million out of the entire planet, and the remaining heroes who lived, they rebuild in order to make their life anew. Alright, now we're looking at characters for here of this Earth 2 series. We're looking at, first up on the leaderboard, Alan Scott, Green Lantern. And is also, if that sounds familiar, that's because he's the original Green Lantern, the one before Hal Jordan and such, the original one. The one with the cape and all that fun stuff. He was also on the JSA. All these are JSA characters and whatnot, or have been at least in JSA storylines in the past. Next up, we have Jay Garrick, The Flash. Now, he's also the original Flash, if you do know that character. Alright, next up we're looking at Power Girl, we're looking at Huntress, Red Arrow, Hawk Girl, Dr. Fate, DC's Sandman, Citizen Steel, Red Tornado, which in this universe is Lois Lane, Thomas Wayne, Bruce Wayne's Batman, well, Bruce Wayne's dad, who is Batman, like from the Flashpoint storyline, they brought that sort of character back, with a costume that kind of resembles the one from Flashpoint storyline in there too. Earth 2 Superman, and Ted Grant. Plus, there's many more characters, but I am not going to spoil it because it will spoil how the series end up in there. And I was lucky enough to give you guys that little Thomas Wayne tidbit in there. Now, guys, I just want to tell you, this series is just really fucking good. It is phenomenal. It is just fantastic. It's one of those, like, how the hell has no one heard of this? Like, the concept of Earth 2 has been around. It's in The Flash currently and whatnot. But you just wonder, like, this is gold. But it sadly it doesn't make DC's top list of books they want to advertise and whatnot. Now, guys, the series names have gone. It's the series has gone through different names and that, and a whole bunch of hoopla, shebang, I guess you could say. Next up, we're looking at the first series for Earth 2. It was this Earth 2, and it was the war against Darkseid and his invasion. The very beginning of it. And then while they had the Earth 2 series in their fight in the war, about midway through, they had a weekly comic series called Earth 2 World's End, and it was a tie-in series to the invasion, so you saw extra storylines, and you saw the battles and whatnot a little bit in more detail, which was amazing as all hell. Great, because then it's like you get to see extra stuff, these extra details. Yes, it may be a little bit of a cash grab, but you know what? Well worth your money. $2.99 a pop, guys. It was not like some books like Marvel, $4.99 or $5.99 or $3.99. I mean, it's $2.99. $3. And then you also get that discount at your local comic book stores, so you're doing fine, which we do support those. And then next up, we have the current series, which is going on. It is Earth 2 Society, and it's based after the battle, the war, and everything like that. Earth falls, guys. It's tough to say that because it's usually the heroes win. In this one, the heroes won, but they lost. You see the toll on their faces, and that's what I like about the art. The art throughout the series is amazing. I believe there's a few different artists that they have throughout the different series and whatnot. But the art overall is just amazing what they accomplished in there. You see the grim faces. You see, it's just, and then the destruction. This Earth is destroyed. And you see that there's billions that are left behind. I won't say how they get out. But when they get out, they have to leave behind billions of people. And already billions, like 2 or 3 billion are dead due to what happens in there. But they try to rebuild with the survivors and whatnot. But they run into a few issues in there. On their new Earth that they have, which is a whole little different storyline and whatnot that we got to get into later on a different episode. But one of those little issues is the Ultra Humanite, the ape that has the big, huge, the gray ape with the red armor and the protruding brain and whatnot. Major history behind that character. And he's in modern continuity, so it's pretty much fantastic. Now, you're wondering, do they cross over with Earth Prime and the regular heroes? They did. For Huntress and Power Girl were actually on regular Earth Prime for a little bit in the beginning of New 52. They even had their own series around it because they left. Then they came back and they saw what happened to the Earth, and so they stayed. So that was the only crossover with them. I'm looking at, guys, here, a rating for this series. It's a 5 out of 5. It's a great use out of old school characters. Fantastic storyline and whatnot. It keeps you wanting more. And yes, I will admit, there's a lot of it that's depressing because you see a lot of some dark things happen. But there's twists. There's story development. There's actually character development in like an issue or two. So it's not like a character development going through 8, 9 issues. You actually see this stuff. It goes through and you see them fighting more intense battles than what they had in the beginning of New 52 when Darkseid invaded in the regular Prime Earth. But it is also, I would say, one made for older kids and also adults. So I would not give it to anybody probably under the age of 13 and 14. And you know how we go on these podcasts and whatnot, Comic Chronicle, we don't give a censorship to fucking anything. But I would recommend, because otherwise you're going to get a dark kid growing up and you're going to have billion issues there, ladies and gents. Billion issues. There's some spots in the storyline, not with really character development, but just the story itself. There is some spots where that does drag on, mostly with the current series, with Earth 2 Society and how they are right now. It has kind of dragged on, but it's because the books are having some weird release date issues, so you're like, what the hell happened to Earth 2? And then if you don't know it's out, you all of a sudden you go to the store, and you're like, holy shit, it's in? So that's the only problem I have with that, and that one's been going on with this series all over, but I highly recommend you guys pick this up. Very great storyline. And then you can buy the series and the volumes and whatnot to Earth 2 Worlds. And I believe is around, because it's a week. It's a whole lot of weeklies combined into one. So it's a hefty book that would take you probably a couple hours to read. At least an hour and a half or two. Probably looking at around $40, $50. And the volumes themselves, $15 to $20. Same as always. But that big one will be Earth 2 Worlds. And if you want to read the tie-in series. And they have a little, if you picked it up, worth it. Because they had special things that they mentioned only in those weekly series, and that to pick it up. It might be a little bit of a cash grab, like I said before, but still worth it for your guys' time. All right, ladies and gents, I want to say thank you for tuning in and staying with us through the podcast and whatnot if you're a continuing listener and whatnot. So thank you, guys. If you want to send me any other recommendations for coverage, since this is our first episode on anything covering, comics and movies and whatnot, but just know we will have more issues of coverage coming up in the near future for you guys. Lots of plans coming up, so stay tuned to the podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe. I know I'm telling you a lot of stuff right now for you to do. You don't have to do it all, but it's not a chore list, shit. Now, you can, it helps if you guys subscribe and whatnot to us on here. It helps if you shout us out to your friends. And if you want, like I said, at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. If you want to give a shout out, you want to do anything on there, just say a good job or say, hey, shit job or whatever. Recommendations, I'll take it. Alrighty, guys. Thank you very much, as always. And stay classy, Gotham City.